Brother Man.
Really, juice box? That's disgusting.
Fuck me, bad.
That's disgusting too.
What's going on, dude?
What is? Are you okay?
I would rather have them pump my fucking ass with that like white fluid.
I think we knew that already, though, didn't we?
Dude, jugs are great.
You're not making. I mean,
but it's normal. It's just a normal conversation.
Welcome back to the Brother Man podcast, Brother Maniacs. We are down a co-host this week. Mr. Juicebox of the Capri Sun family heirloom will not be joining us this week. He has a hemorrhoidal, what would you call it, boys? It's like a hemorrhoidal flare-up.
Yeah, but in his face.
It's called genital warts. It's a hernia. I mean, it's a hemorrhoid of the dick.
Oh. He's got...
Dicknia.
Sorry, everyone. He's got general warts.
General. They're surging. They're serving the United States of America. He got called off.
Reporting for duty.
Could you imagine if your last name is Warts and you got in the military and your name is General Warts?
Sergeant.
General Warts, reporting for duty. Warts, get on the ground!
Staff Sergeant Warts. Staff Warts.
Yeah, but it's spelled S-T-A-P-H.
No, you'd be Private Warts.
Private Warts. Yeah, you'd be Private Warts, and eventually you'd get the general.
Private Warts.
Saving Private Warts.
First Officer Warts.
Petty Officer Warts.
Oh, man.
Brigadier General Warts. Call in and let us know what you think Juicebox is, why you think he's not here tonight. 484-806-9420. We don't know why he's not here. We suspect it's the light covering of snow on the ground that makes his vagina flare up into a extra large couch magnet.
Well, when you have an all-wheel drive SUV and it snows...
It's very difficult when you live in the Northeast and like to go snowboarding where it always snows and is usually almost always snowing.
It's the lightest snow we got in 48 hours.
You know how there's the Pacific Northwest?
Yeah, no, it's first of all, I want to correct you. It's the specific.
Well, this was part of my point. We
live with that word a lot longer than I should have.
We live in the we live in the specific Northeast.
You struggle with Marty Fox and Jamie Foxx longer than you should have.
You say Marty?
Yeah.
I never said Marty.
Well, yeah, I know. I said Marty. Martin J. Fox, or Michael J. Fox.
Yeah, Michael.
It's brother
yeah, that's Marty McFly. I knew what Matt meant.
We're all struggling, apparently.
Well, you know the together. J in Michael J. Fox stands for Jamie.
Yeah.
Everybody knows that.
Yeah, dude.
He's half black.
I really struggled with specific a long time.
Well, we live in the specific Northeast.
Mm-hmm.
They can have the Pacific Northwest. We have the specific Northeast.
Yeah? What about it?
Oh, that's really it.
Oh.
Did the Texans? That was really it.
That's all you had to
yeah,
that was
all
a
I
fucking
had.
Juice box all story.
Right, all right. All right.
Did the Texans win?
Where's Jay come from?
You went to my illegal streaming site.
Matt, where's Jay come from? His middle name's Andrew.
Anyway, did the Texans win?
No.
Fucking damn it, dude. Anybody but the Patriots.
No, they're tied.
So now the Patriots are going to have to play who?
I think it comes down to
the Broncos. And the Broncos don't have a quarterback, which means the Patriots are in the fucking Super Bowl.
Yeah, but they have a good – they're good. Their backup quarterback's pretty good.
Stidham?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Yep.
You know he played for the Raiders, right?
Yeah, Raiders don't have a good team, though.
Yeah, this was when they did.
What, in the 80s?
No. Like fucking 10 years ago. Yeah, almost 10 years ago.
What time do the Eagles play?
They play the same time as the Cowboys there,
yeah,
buddy.
They're playing a game together.
playing couch potatoes. Mm-hmm. Musical chairs.
Damn it, dude. I didn't want the Patriots in the Super Bowl. Now they are.
Dude, they're a good team.
There's zero chance the Broncos beat them. I mean, not zero.
I don't know, dude.
The odds aren't good. They don't have... Bo Nix is dead. He died.
Yeah, in a crazy way.
In a play he didn't need to play.
Yeah.
They also won under questionable odds, but that's a whole nother thing.
Well, they should never went there anyway. They're definitely a holding call that should have been a safety that wasn't called.
There was also a couple PIs that shouldn't have been called, an interception that was...
They called private investigators to get secret information, and you're not okay
with
that?
Did you see the play that was the interception?
I don't watch football unless it's the Eagles.
So I'll break it down
for
you, Matt.
You don't watch any other football?
The safety and the receiver are like neck and neck. Receiver's in front. Catches an over-the-shoulder play. Rolls, so there's contact on the ground.
Knee hits the ground.
Somehow, the ball ends up coming out into the safety's hands. The safety, they call it as an interception. But he was down by contact. But they said he didn't have definite control. What the fuck does that mean? We just make rules to, like, make shit not happen.
Bills just have bad luck, dude.
I get it. But this was one time where I wanted the Bills to win.
Yeah.
Because I don't really care for the Bills. I don't really care for Josh Allen that much. But I really don't like
Josh
the Broncos.
Allen's a good fucking quarterback.
I really didn't believe in Bo Nix. I still don't.
Well, you can't.
I think their defense carries that team a lot.
Seattle has a killer defense.
Yeah. We'll find out in the Super Bowl when they beat the Bears.
The Bears. They won't play in the Super Bowl. They're both in the
NFC. No, you mean when they play?
I said when they beat the Bears in the end. Like that was
to
my...
To get to the Super Bowl.
Yes.
I think
I was saying we'll see when Seattle plays the Patriots in the Super Bowl.
I think
Bowl
they'll
is my
beat
point.
The Bears.
Oh, for sure. For sure. We should do sports talk.
We should, dude.
Sports we don't know.
That we don't really, like, we watch it enough, but we don't really analyze it enough to really know what the fuck we're talking. It's like any conversation we have.
Wait, boys.
We'll start a new podcast.
No, I got something for you then.
Brother Man Sports. Tune in next week. Brother Man Sports where we look at badminton.
I got something for you because we're in the midst of one of the grand sumo national
tournaments. Oh, you're still watching
again?
Sumo?
I fucking love sumo.
You won't watch any other football but your team, but you'll watch
sumo.
But you'll watch linemen run into each other.
Until you see sumo. These men are fucking super athletes.
I'm not saying they're not.
It's incredible.
Penn State just fucking murder their last meet. Penn State, just fucking killed.
They hold the record for the longest consecutive wins.
No, but I mean, like, they were, like, they beat a team that was ranked, I mean, they beat, a school that was ranked higher than them.
Mm-hmm. I don't know why they're not ranked number one. They should always be number one.
He was number one. All right, Matt, show me some big dudes slapping each other.
Dude, I'm telling you.
So.
You want to stop the music?
So do you watch this live, Matt?
No, I'll watch it.
I didn't know if you wanted the sound of sumo.
I don't know if you can.
I don't know what you're doing.
Yeah, I'd rather not take that. I don't know what the fuck's...
You're doing things.
It's taking its time.
So, when did this start, Matt?
I don't know. Randomly a while ago, I saw it pop up on my
he
Facebook
He was like, you know what
feed?
Really
That's
gets me going?
That's a random white dude.
That is his... So, his name is Ionishki, okay? So, he is a Ukrainian that actually... He fled. No,
just
no.
To know his name.
Because he's super good and he just started doing it now.
He doesn't look like he's supposed to be sumo. These other guys are big.
Exactly.
He's just fat.
He fled because.
So that looks like me if I was 190.
Because he's a bit of a pussy.
No, it's not only that, Matt. He's a big dude. You're not hiding.
True. And he's also been training for sumo since he was like 14 or something like that.
He's not that big though compared to
really
Sean Kim behind
like,
him.
He's like the LeBron James of
so
it.
So he's like Usyk.
He's very good.
Yeah.
Usyk's small but like very skilled.
So he fled Ukraine like literally in like 2022 and he's been in Japan doing sumo since then.
What's confusing is the bigger guy behind him has man boobs. He doesn't have man boobs.
My favorite guy.
Oh, that guy's got four of them. That's crazy.
That's a six pack.
Dude, his belly coming out the top is crazy. I think he has a hernia.
I think his shit's a little too tight.
I think he has a hernia, dude. Get him to a doctor.
It almost looks
your
like
belly
the bottom of a
look
shark.
Like that.
So,
Matt, let's bring up a bottom of a great white shark. You're the bottom of a stingray. That's what you're looking at. You're looking at the bottom of a stingray right now.
I'm taking a picture of that for the fucking Instagram. Because I
if
don't.
You bring up a picture of a stingray on the bottom, you're going to have that picture.
Yeah, this will be better. This will be better.
You have the noses, the nose holes. That's the bottom of a stingray.
This is our next Instagram post. Because people need to see what the fuck this is. Wow, that's a physique. Yeah. You know what, Matt? I have a new appreciation for sumo. Because if that's peak human specimen.
It's pretty close. Come on, you got to get a little one that's a little, just eight.
That one's got character to it. Dude, that's crazy.
Oh, I seen one better than that. Or there's got to be. Maybe it was just a shark. I think it's bot. Nah, the stingray's pretty close.
It's got the same riblets.
Yep. And the same nose holes.
So do they do this? Is it like a duel meet? Like, do they just stand across from each other and then they square up one by one?
Well, there's a little ritual they do before each match to, like, spread spirit. So they'll spread.
They eat?
Well,
I'm saying eating, probably.
It's literally right at the on the ring. So they throw salt across the ring. Hmm. Then they, like, do, like.
It's good to salt your meat beforehand.
They do, like, a belly slapping thing. It's great.
Whoa. I don't know if you're selling me on
sumo.
It's another
tenderizing meat.
That's what I mean.
And then
they salt their meat, then they beat it.
One guy gets down in a 4-point stance, and then the other is the one who initiates the match. So he goes down.
Well, that's
and
how they eat. They sit on the floor.
Oh, so
you have to do one hand, and then the other hand has to hit like the second after that, and then they.
That guy in the back
kind
of looks like Alex.
Well,
in the face, in the face. Does he not? Bit. Like if Alex was 300 pounds,
that guy's probably 400 or 500.
One of my
pounds.
Favorite things to do, and we talked about this before on here, is. I love to look in the crowd
and see the people.
There's always hilarious views in the crowd.
So my next thing is so they're not set up to face a specific person.
I think they do. I don't know how the tournament. Yeah, I don't know how the
like this one guy just come out and they're like, okay, we're sending out fucking JV squad. Like
no, I believe. So there's rankings to sumo. There's like I don't
is that
know
guy Asian or white on the right. You told me to look in the crowd.
Yes.
He's
the baby's Asian.
This one?
The guy with the hat.
Yeah, he's trying to pass, but he's not.
He might be like
what if he's
from
just
like
a white
Senegal
dude
or
like
something.
This?
That's well his eyes he can't.
No, he's definitely Asian. You can tell by the hair too.
And his hat says Sub Pop.
Yeah.
He's like he's the juice box of Asia.
Yeah.
That literally looks like the juice box of Asia.
So there's levels to sumo wrestling that take you.
There's got
to
be all.
Oh, is it like soccer where there's
Matt,
different
there's
leagues?
There's no way you can have levels. That's so much weight on the second floor. It has
to be one. No. First of all,
everything's in the basement.
The way the ring built is really impressive, too, but we won't get into that right now.
Yeah, was it fucking.
So there's professional.
It's girders.
There's divisions, all right? So there's high to low divisions, and it takes you a while to climb the ranks, obviously. So entry level is Jonokuchi.
I think you just.
Then it goes Jonidan, Sandaname, Makushita. Juryo, and then there's Megashira, Kombasumbi.
These are all
Sekiwake,
Godzilla characters.
Ozaki, and then Yokozuna is like.
So yeah, that's
obviously, you guys remember
Yokozuna
the wrestler?
Yeah.
He is.
It's also a city in Japan.
Yeah.
And John.
Rikishi is actually what the name is for a sumo wrestler in Japan. That's what Rikishi means, sumo wrestler.
Oh, do they.
That explains his outfit.
Yeah, that explains his move, too.
Exactly. Pretty cool little tie-ins to that. So yeah, there's
so it's like soccer where there's like the Premier League, there's all the lower leagues, and then you work your way up to
is there
the Premier
weight
League.
Classes
well, no, because they'll be like entry level against high level. I don't know why they have the rankings or how that goes into the opponent systems,
is
but you have like a first.
I feel like there's not. I think it's open weight class.
Open weight class?
No, open weight class.
So I could show up and just get fucking annihilated.
Obviously, the higher level you get, you have to be a certain weight to get to that level. Dude, these dudes eat like 10,000 calories
a day. They have to.
Like,
there's
just
no,
fucking
what's
bowls
the, like,
of rice and chicken and fish.
What's like
all
the
day.
Oldest fucking sumo guy? Like, 40?
Matt, they're fucking bugs with arms.
Yeah, they don't. They age out pretty early because it is very taxing on their bodies. But
well,
they're
yeah.
literally like
they
fucking superheroes
they
over there.
They don't age out, Matt. They die.
That's what I mean. Cardiac arrest.
Same
dude.
Thing.
It's a lot of weight to
they
carry.
They don't retire.
Right? No one gets out alive.
If you want me, no, no.
This is a super old wrestler. He's 32 years old.
See, these are both mega
Shiras. Okay, 153 kilograms. Can you look up what that is?
2.2 kilos to a pound. So that's 306. That's probably 330 pounds. 300 to 325, somewhere in there.
Why does he look baked, dude?
Well,
he's in a food coma.
No, I think he wakes up like that.
I woke up like this.
See, that guy doesn't look that big because he's so tall.
I know. That guy's probably pretty fucking
young. I mean, he's fat and strong. Like, obviously, right? They're all strong. They're all linemen strong. They're all working strong.
He never put his hand down.
Dude, I want to be the ref. Is it offensive if I dress up as a ref like that for Halloween?
No.
If I do it not for Halloween.
Oh, my God. You have to.
Dude, you know how, like, reincarnation might be a thing? I want to come back as that guy. I want to be one of those. That's, like, the coolest job ever. Dude, Asian people love sport.
Mm-hmm.
Like, all sports. Like, fucking baseball,
traps are
professional
huge.
Wrestling, MMA. Like, they fucking love sport.
Dude, the videos of these guys' workouts are pretty
cool. Rugby, soccer. Like, it's they show up for it. Like, no matter what.
It's all, like, body weight exercises, but you're moving other bodies that are the fucking, you know.
That ref's gonna die.
It's because you're running two videos at once.
Yeah.
What if you, like, has a ref been killed?
Murdered? He got caught in between?
Yeah.
Just close it. We don't need the background music.
No, but there is people in the front row get landed on.
So, if we ever wanted to bring slam ball back.
Oh, these guys can't play slam
ball. We could,
ball.
No, yeah, no shit.
That's a weird spectator.
But we could do it in Japan and get it popular.
Could.
And then take it to the rest of the world.
Net might have to be a little lower.
No.
Look at that fucking weight difference. That's an 80-pound weight difference.
161 kilos?
That's about 320. Oh,
I'm going to bring up the kilo conversion so we know exactly.
And that dude's 35 to 27. But they're both mega Shiras.
What is it in American?
Yeah.
So 161 kilos is 355 pounds.
Okay.
That's a big boy.
Mm-hmm.
Versus 123.
They need to give heights, though.
He's 271.
That's 80 pounds, yeah. I fucking told you
guys. I'm not saying you're wrong, but he's got a better record. But fucking Asa Koryu has a better record than fucking Ryuden.
Mm-hmm.
It's Ruben, but
dude, no, he's a fucking Mortal Kombat character, Street Fighter.
Yeah, but he's pretty. Yeah,
that lady.
Dude, he's got fucking arrows on him. How do they fight with arrows?
He's short, dude.
They're meant to, like, protect getting hit in the nuts.
His record's about to go away.
I don't think so.
Dude, he's scrappy.
He's scrappy. He's yoked, though, too.
Yeah, he is ripped.
He's going to win.
No.
Oh.
Ring out. Dude, I just want to be a ref. That's so cool.
How did they clone him?
Dude, fucking tossed his ass.
That's
hip
crazy.
Hip tossed his ass. The little guy hit
he's
tossed
fucking,
his big
look
ass
at those traps, dude. Yeah. That guy's fucking jacked.
He's just got to get more of his base weight up.
Yeah.
Dude, these fucking rings, they literally, like, pack layer by layer different, like, clays until you get to the top layer, and they're fucking using, like, hand tools to, like,
you grabbed his hair, bro.
Dude, there's really not. You can fucking slap the. Some of them will
look
come out.
Look at his hair. Look.
Yeah.
That's a penalty. Disqualified.
Dude,
pack
some
your bags.
Some of them will come out, and they're just fucking slapping.
That guy might
you.
Be on steroids.
Dude. Yeah, that guy's pretty yoked.
Look at that lady.
You can't be that.
Oh.
You can't be that jacked.
Dude, this is
that
literally
fat.
How MXC started.
How are you that fat and that jacked?
Oh, he
though?
Did foul. He got a foul.
He pulled his hair.
I didn't know it was a foul. Mitakami.
Shishi might be Asian.
I looked
be
at
American.
That quick. I thought it was sushi.
Shishi might be American. Ooh,
heads.
That's a. Dude, these are big people.
I bet you that's like if you took two pieces of. Or you took two big, like, ham hocks and slapped them together.
I think they should grease them up. Make it a little harder. And I think if there's a sport that should allow steroids, it should be sumo.
They probably do.
Like, you kind of need it. I mean, you don't need
guys'
it.
Heart rates are 180.
So for UFC fights, occasionally they put heart rate monitors in their shorts so they can read like what their heart rates are.
A lot of them, they're not high.
No, they're usually insanely low because they're fucking super acid.
Oh, that's what I would do. I would just throw salt in the guy's eye.
Pocket sand.
Pocket sand.
Oh, that's a big belly. Dude, these guys look like Archer. Oh, and Archer's just sitting there in his diaper. This is exactly how it looks.
Ooh.
He looks just like that guy. Like, this it's literally like that.
With his belly?
It's the same.
Hiki Otoshi is called the, that's what, a hand pull down. They have a name. Every time somebody gets, like, faulted or loses, there's a name for the technique. There's no technique that doesn't have a name, I've found.
Dude, that guy is squozing into that fucking diapy.
Those, they have a name too, but I forget what they are.
A diapy.
Oh, Chiyoshima. He's the fucking
like we all know.
Dude, he's got plaid on now. I fucking need to be a ref. Because there's no way I could do so.
Oh, dude, I didn't see those things flip forward.
Just think about how hysterical. What?
The things look like arrows on their back.
Yeah, yeah.
As soon as they hit, they flip forward.
I think they're meant to protect, like, the legs and stuff.
Oh, he's taking his off. He's going to beat him with it.
Sometimes they'll fly off during the match.
They're huge peacocks.
So, clearly I'm not built for the sumo industry. So, me as a ref would be fucking hysterical.
White that guy is. Well, you could be.
No.
We could just feed you up.
I can put on all the weight I want. I mean, I got a little center of gravity.
Dude, if you were 300 pounds at your height, you'd be really hard to push over.
That's, yeah, or really easy. Because ankles.
Might roll.
Ankles are a
you
thing.
You might roll. No, nah.
Yeah, he's
you won't have them.
He needs strong.
Just straight knees to ground. But imagine me as a ref standing in between these giant people.
Oh, I don't know. I think you're better off being a sumo wrestler than you a ref.
Why? I don't need to know the rules. This guy just points and says stuff. I can just be like, "Yomi Jota," and they'll be like, "There's a foul," and I'm like, "Yeah." I can bow. Like, what is he doing? He's not like they're not going to fight. And if they do, whatever, they'll tire out.
Watch. Why does every like card have a little house on it?
Well, that's how you know their name. This is Little House versus Big House. This one's Smoky House
versus Roga.
Jeff Roga.
Versus Joe Roga.
This is literally how MXC started, like, yeah. 100%.
Oh, dude, I just...
Dude, see, look at him. Give him a fucking belly slap. Give him that fucking belly.
There's a hairy one. You don't see many hairy ones, no, and it's only up top.
Yeah, Asians aren't very hairy.
That's why they do this. Do you imagine, like, a fucking wildebeest doing
look
this?
At them. They're fucking, like, chopping up in the throat and shit.
Oh, he got him.
Oh,
he's
got him.
Oh, reversal. Oh, he got him back. Get his eyes. Get his
dude,
eyes.
Fucking rake the eyes, dude.
He's got him in the cobra
hump,
clutch.
Oh, my God. On my ring,
dude. That lady's dead. Oh, it's an old man. He's definitely dead.
He's like, I'm sorry I put my belly on your
yeah,
back.
Fuck both of you guys for telling me I was fucking weird for watching sumo. You guys just got...
I didn't know choke slams were a thing.
Dude, it's fucking... It's intense, dude.
I didn't know this would make a good podcast. I bet you it doesn't.
Yeah, because they can't see anything we're seeing. Matt, what is this fucking thing?
Grand Sumo, the NHK World Japan Grand Sumo Day.
We're at 11 minutes and... 37 seconds.
Yeah, day one of the January.
I haven't seen somebody over the age of 34. That's the oldest one I saw.
Yeah. Which makes about sense. Oh, dude, look at that. That's disgusting right there.
Because even if we were doing video, we can't show this. Though we are commenting on, I don't know. There's free use is like a weird place. Because are we adding anything to it?
We should take bets on how big their dicks are.
Oh, well, look at the diaper. That's
it's
a dick giveaway.
To tell. It's tough
bigger
to tell.
The diaper, the
what
bigger the
what
dick.
Is it? What is it? How much do you lose per 10 pounds of overweight? How many inches of dick do you lose per 10 pounds of weight?
Oh, that guy is dead. That's like when they, like, dig him out of the ground. Where they do that once a year where they bring their dead relatives out. They just propped them up over there.
They're just peeking through.
So, on average,
Bobby Mom.
On average, every 35 pounds of weight you gain, you lose an inch because of belly.
Man.
Because of, like, the fat fold and your pelvic.
You got, like, 3 inches of dick in there.
Dude, I am getting fat.
But if you would like to grow your dick by a couple inches, you can call us at 484-806-9420. Follow us on Spotify. Instagram, Twitter.
I do the surgeries myself.
That guy's yoked too. Or is it the same guy?
Different guy. I know what you're trying to say.
No, he has the same build. He has the same build in the eyes area.
Dude, I like that he's. It's
no,
a diff-
no, he actually has
Wait,
the same build.
Are
though.
These different judges? Like, are they? Yeah. Are these different rings all over?
Yeah, it's a grand tournament, so it's literally like.
Oh, so it's like multiple. Big. It's like a wrestling tournament. There's multiple rings.
That almost turned into sex.
That almost turned into murder. Arm How are they gonna call it arm lock throw? He chopped him in the neck at the edge of the ring.
Well, they
we're at 12 minutes and 43 seconds now. Ooh. That was right under the head.
That guy is the same dude.
He's so scrappy. It is.
It has the same
dude. It's super super yoke guy.
He fights the same. He's short.
He better. It's his twin. See, look right here. Almost murder. Almost murder.
You get a picture of that.
Do you just want me to post a collage of shit we looked at?
Dude, imagine getting fallen on by two of them. I'm sorry, man. I put my belly on your
but
back.
But I didn't mean that in, like, the racist way of, is this the same ref? I just meant because there's a lot of different outfits going on. That guy's so excited.
Yeah, the first ref was the he had the coolest outfit.
Do you think there's Asian women that idolize like are really turned on by sumo guys?
Yeah,
like, oh, he does sumo.
They're like royalty, dude. Yeah.
I just meant body wise. I mean, you can appreciate a sport and still not like I appreciate.
So like body,
I appreciate strongman and powerlifting, but I'm not like
so like instead of like you know like body by Fisher, this is body by Kim.
This is body by fucking Udon.
Dude, how are they 25 years old?
1337, that's where we're at. 1738.
The guy had salt come out of his shorts.
That's cocaine.
Mm-hmm.
1344.
These guys age.
If anybody cares to watch sumo, this is a...
Bull rush him.
Yorikiri, frontal force out. Dude, I had a fucking frontal force out once.
I know a frontal. I usually have a rear force out.
Wait, Matt, dude, just skip to 1441, and it says Shitate Dashinan.
That's a shit 8 dash in age.
Pulling underarm throw.
So, Matt, you watch this every year?
He's like, every year, every night.
They have tournaments like every 3 months or something like that. So, yeah, I'll watch them. I don't, like, look for it, but
he just sets notifications in his phone.
It'll pop up, like, on my...
Dude, that guy's wearing a fucking...
Ooh, that guy...
Takayasu.
I've seen him before.
We're at 18-13, because Matt's
skipping
that.
Looks like an average...
That guy has a shit record. 5-10, dude. I think it's time to retire. Characters look like they're out of Avatar The Last Airbender.
Dude, for
how... just pop up, like, on my Facebook feed, and then I'll...
That guy's hairy as fuck, dude.
All joking aside,
that guy's like
how big these guys are, zero stretch marks.
True. You get that big slowly.
I don't think so. They're
over
only
time.
Some of them are only 24 years old,
they've
dude.
Been, yeah, slowly. They've been working on it since they're... That guy's hairy as fuck, dude.
Get in my bed.
It's literally A-Train from fucking...
Oh, dude, this is my favorite guy.
Okay, we're
one
now
of
at
my
1939.
Favorites. His name's Waka Flocka. Waka Taka Kaka.
Dude, Waka Flocka.
Let's see if I can... We gotta see if they say
his name. That's one of your
favorite dudes? Just because his name.
Okay, we're back
to
1928.
I thought you liked the way he scrapped.
Now he tries for a pulling maneuver, but Takayasu
dude, interesting voice.
That and takes him down.
I did not think it was going to be in English.
It's now Kirishima 11-4 in the last tournament, fighting Wakatakakage 7-8.
Wakatakakage.
I know why you like that now.
That's how a Suzuki sounds.
Yeah, it's probably right around 8,000 RPMs.
In the last tournament, fighting Wakatakakage 7-8.
Wakatakatake. Wakatakatake.
Oh, we're definitely getting canceled, dude.
I was thinking about
that guy's hat is fucking
dude, that's
cool.
What I'm saying.
It's dude, like he's got a fucking napkin on his head.
It's like,
hey,
it's like
for
the
next
one
Halloween,
half of a crab ragoon.
For next Halloween, if I dress up as a referee,
I'll be a sumo wrestler.
I was going to say, will you guys be sumo wrestlers?
You can't tell anybody what you are, and we're just.
I'll just
like,
show
how
up.
How do you not know what I am? How do you not know?
I'll just show up, and I'll just stand there.
And then we'll show up, and then we'll
do a
match.
That's the same dude. Same build, everything.
It's that really yoked guy.
Yeah.
Karishima.
He's the only one that's yoked like that. As
Karishima. I'll work on my accent.
Oh, so the one guy's from
is that racist?
Oh, you are.
Bow to the day, Yoda. Boys.
Ayonishki.
Bow to the day.
What is, like... Oh, is that the Ukrainian dude?
Yeah, Yorick Kirby.
He's, like, that good?
Yeah. He's very good.
Oh. Do you think he speaks in, like... Because, like, probably. when you speak languages, you're supposed to speak it with an accent. As much as people say it's offensive, you're supposed to. It makes it easier for them to understand.
Not only that, when you don't, they're like if you think they're like
when you say but when you say Spanish words in English, it sounds weird.
Just fucking get off me, boy.
He's gonna win, maybe.
Murdered,
dude! Landed right in that guy's tits.
That guy's hairy as fuck too, but he's white. That's why it makes sense.
The guy has a random. Oh, it's dirt. I would say that's
not only is he a white, he's a fucking Russian.
Ukrainian,
yeah, he's a fucking Mongolian.
Which would make him Asian.
He is technically Asian,
technically.
Russia is in Asia.
Yeah.
Dude, he got him.
Russasia. Let me see if I find
No one likes to point that out. That if you're Russian, you're Asian.
Same thing as being Oriental.
Yeah. I mean, as long as you don't
say
it
sounds
slurs.
Offensive, but it's not.
What if somebody's from China and you call him a Chinaman?
That might be.
But he's from China.
It's true. Maybe like
he is a Chinaman.
Nobody calls you America Man.
True.
Sound like a superhero.
True.
Be like, you know what? I do fight crime.
So the reason I got into sumo is I randomly saw, I don't know why it popped up on my Facebook feed, but it was this guy Huckaho. What's his name?
Wait.
Huckaho. And he's, like, one of the best to ever do it.
You think
and
his wife listens
this,
to him?
No, this dude would just, like, fucking pick people up and just walk
huck
them out.
He would just huck them?
Just walks them out of the ring like they're little babies.
Like farm style?
And they're just, like, kicking legs.
Like a farmer's carry?
But he was really good.
From farm to table.
Welcome to the rice paddies, bitch.
So he's in the gray. Or the brown. Like,
oh.
Look.
Oh, he's putting them hips into it. Oh, dude, he's giving him a wedgie. What the?
Oh, he let it first. Broke his neck.
Dude, I used to play a lot of Street Fighter. That's the only reason I have that in there.
Hadouken?
Yeah. Hadouken.
So, Matt, I'm...
Somebody...
I remember I feel like we brought this up on the podcast a couple years ago.
Mm-hmm. We tend to circle back to similar topics.
Well, you have to.
Dude, you see that slip? That slip was nice. And he smacked him on the ass. He was like, go get, bitch.
I mean, they're pretty agile.
Oh, they're super. Super agile.
That guy's so big, he has like that forehead that comes out further than his nose. And the
this is it so like sumo is like two defensive linemen doing what is that, the Omaha drill? Is that the one where they run at each other? Oklahoma drill. Oh, I never played football, so
yeah, this one Micah tried. You remember Micah? Did you ever see that? We tried to like couldn't do shit against them.
Oh, against a sumo?
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to see them do an Oklahoma
Micah's
drill.
Actually
small I bet you
for
they'd fucking
position.
Murder somebody.
I'd like to see him like actually take on somebody without being limited to
two inches of space.
Like, dude, look at him.
Yeah, what original UFC? UFC they had it.
They had sumo wrestlers, but they were fighting.
Is that what you're talking about?
I'm saying about like
I'm talking about
put them in like a lineman position.
Yeah.
See how they actually do.
Oh.
Like if they're backing up to block or if they're pass rush, like that would be interesting to see if they could
where
slip
they
people.
They don't have somebody that's just coming right at them. They actually have to like move and get to that.
Like they need more lateral movement, get to the second level type of.
I bet you they could do it.
Oh, I think as like an offensive lineman, they'd be fucking phenomenal.
I think with training for sure, but
because I think they're probably lighter on their feet than
they would
think.
Get a lot of hold calls.
They're super athletic.
They would get a lot of hold calls.
It'd just come down to training.
They'd have to learn to keep their hands in front.
Yeah, the
but the boxing off, I think they'd do really good with.
The choking and stuff ain't going to work.
The slaps, though, you can slap.
Dude, I couldn't imagine getting slapped by a fucking 380-pound man.
Want me to show you?
Yeah.
I'll hit you about three times.
Now imagine that all together.
Who's going to get in the same spot every time?
What sport isn't popular enough?
Sumo.
Sumo's got a huge Asian following. Like, all, Asia's the biggest market. They have that.
That's it, though. Dude, sumo would do really good in the
I'm
US.
Sure there's other countries that are big in it. Like I said earlier, like Senegal and stuff. I guess it's still Asia, but... Yeah, I mean, Asia's a continent. So it's like...
You just fucking...
Could you imagine if, like, Francis Ngannou decided to do sumo?
I wouldn't do well.
He's so big, naturally. And strong.
Yeah, these guys' center of gravity is, like, all in their belly.
But if he... instead of training to box, if he trained to do that...
Eyes. Look how big this dude's fucking thighs are.
They're about the size of mine.
They don't really jiggle.
No, it's all muscle. You can see him flexing.
My money don't jiggle. It
he
folds.
Has small calves for how big he is.
Yeah.
Has he got one sock on?
Yes.
It looks
it's
like
a wrapped ankle.
Taped.
You can do that?
It looks like it's actually a wrapped calf.
Medical.
You can have a whole shoe? It's a shoe. I don't care if it's tape, it's a shoe.
True.
It looks like a chuck. It looks like he's wearing a pair of chuck, like one chuck.
Well, it looks like about the box.
Or a Nike high top from like. Like I had the 80s throwbacks that were all white with the black swoop.
They're like royalty though, aren't they? Aren't they like
they're very, very well
dude,
respected.
Do you think they swim in it? Like they gotta beat women away with a stick.
Yeah. I bet they're always on bottom.
Well yeah. Asian women are historically he's dead. He got two. Two for one. Almost three.
that guy got fucked up.
Oh, Kusho. I am so sorry. I did not mean to land on you.
Oh, don't sit for a row.
Kenny Spinal.
Where's Kenny Blankenship when we need
it? Vic Romano.
That's where
let's get it on. That'd be me every single time as a ref.
Guy Lee, Gil Lee, or whatever.
Yeah. That'd be, this would be like a one sport where they're like, if I got front row tickets for free, I still probably wouldn't take them.
Dude, there's even a ref watching the ref. And he seems angry about it. Go back like 10, 15 seconds, just randomly. And wait till they go to the pause.
There he is.
Look how disappointed he looks.
I would run directly away from the other side for better anger.
You think he's the back? He's the line judge,
dude.
Yep. Offensive pass interference. That's a technical foul.
Touchdown.
I'm reffing. I'm like 7 points. That guy, he didn't even try.
I think once you get a little off balance, you either get slammed or you just walk your way away.
I'd do a backflip. Right.
On your head.
Ready? Hold on.
Wait, this is two of my favorites.
Yeah, it is.
Alcohol versus Waka Taka Gaya.
Hold on, ready? You want to see when I do a backflip? Ready? Right. Now. Let him bull rush right under me. See, little guy is like, I don't weigh enough. I got to circle it. I got
to
take their momentum with him.
Yeah,
it's
kind of
like in wrestling, if you had somebody that was taller than you, you try to like arm drag and like sweep out of the way.
Use their weight against
them. Yeah, you're trying to get them to push back into you so you can get them past you.
Take their leverage away.
Dude. Holding. That guy's fucking huge.
This dude's from New York.
No, not that one, Matt. The one that's a billboard.
Yeah, he is a big dude.
See, I told you, even baseball's big in fucking Asia.
He's 15 feet behind these guys, and he's still bigger than both of them combined.
That
he's like, what is this, featherweight? Are you talking about the guy at the back with the New
York
Yankees?
Do you think
Yankees?
They're tired? Yeah. I think they're tired. Oh, taking a nappy? Take a little nappy? What if he's like, what's wearing his ear? What if we just take a little nappy here?
What if it looks like you're pushing against me and it looks like, but we just hug.
Yeah,
just hug
a
for
big
a
old man
boom.
Hug.
Ooh. Got him by the nippy. That was a nippy flip.
Would they call that nipple drag?
That is a nipple flip. We're
getting canceled.
Dude, if they could do it on Comedy Central, we could make a little bit of jokes.
Comedy Central isn't
there's
a thing
like,
anymore.
There's like 50 billion people in Asia.
A man show isn't a thing anymore.
Well, I didn't make any of those jokes.
You could. You got time.
Slap him in the face.
Fucking, you want some dog? You want some dog?
Ooh, look, went for the dick
you want some dog?
Right there, you see it?
Come get some dog.
Ooh. But I think you should do that haircut. Bang,
bang, bang. I'm in.
My hair might be long enough.
Or mine's not.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, yours is.
My hair might be long enough to get it up there and into a tiny little bun. A little bun. Yeah, I could definitely do a little bun.
No right, so they bun. Throw salt in it every time? Mm-hmm. Wouldn't it just be a lot of salt at the end of the night?
You know, for the size of them, you'd think it'd be sugar. But they probably got heart problems. It's probably salt.
Yeah, sodium ain't good, though.
That's right. I could do a little bun right up the back.
You letting her grow?
Well, the thing is, it's really hard to get a haircut when you work 10 hours a day, and then the other days you have a baby with you. So it's really hard to...
Just cut it yourself.
I thought about it, but also was like, I don't really care. Megan told me I could do a mullet for the wedding. Wow. So that kind of gave me, like, perspective to just do it.
I'm going to do a mullet. I'm going to let my hair grow out and shave it.
Because I was talking to my barber, and we were joking about putting lightning stripes down the sides.
Yeah.
So I look real fast. And I just disappoint both my future wife and her family at the same time. I figured we'd knock two birds out. Just get it out the gate.
Just knock them out.
Can we wear overalls as our tuxes?
I do have...
Jean jackets as our...
There is...
Canadian tuxedos?
Actually, I'm getting you guys... Part of the outfit is suspenders.
Oh, yeah.
So it's not going to be overalls, but you'll have suspender straps and a tie. And then I'm doing a vest instead of...
almost overalls.
Yeah, almost. And everything's like
can
beige.
I take one down?
I don't give a shit what you do, to be honest. I told her we still have time to elope.
Ooh, Eddie's going to drop.
We just lose the money on our deposit, but that's kind of whatever.
Yeah.
I don't really care.
Money every day.
I'm not. I just lose about $3,000.
So, Matt, what do you have for us this week? Besides
sumo. It's like Eddie's been doing this for the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, it's something up about somebody being found or something like that.
A sumo body washed up. Beached whale in Delaware. There was a beached whale in Delaware.
Yeah, a little one.
I mean, what little whale still big whale?
Isn't it a baby whale? Baby beluga.
I think it was like fucking 50 tons.
Oh, yeah, I saw the wrong thing.
It was in Bethany.
I saw in the news that there was skeletal remains that washed up on the Washington beach that was identified as an Oregon mare who disappeared 20 years ago.
How, dental records, I'm assuming?
He had a
specific scar on his bone.
Oh, so I didn't really read in this. I just saw the title, but
they found him in that guy's fucking
Gerlach's horse.
Yeah.
I really appreciated that joke you made about the skeleton key. I thought that was fucking hilarious. Mm-hmm.
That was my coworker's joke, and I was like, dude, I gotta distribute
I told it
that.
To my coworkers, and they also found it very funny.
It was good.
It's a good joke.
I made him a meme. So one day, my coworker printed out a picture of Jonathan Gerlach. And wrote on the bottom, thanks for all your support, JG, like, signed it for him and put it up on my wall. And I saw it, so I took it, and I took a cutout of a skull tobacco tin, and I put it on there, and I put a little comment bubble that says, nothing makes me happier than a skull in my hand. But I spelled it skull.
Yeah.
So that's another.
So you're seeing HR on Monday?
They're
or?
Very humorous jokes.
I haven't had to hit this button in a while.
Ooh, I didn't know we even had that button anymore. I thought we retired it.
No, I still have all the buttons.
So I guess he vanished.
I just don't press them as much because we don't make that many fucking knee slappers.
Edwin Asher vanished in 2006. He was the mayor of Fossil, Oregon.
Was he the mayor at the time?
I'm not sure. I don't know if Fossil, Oregon is a town or just a fossil in Oregon.
Maybe he was trying to become a fossil.
Matt's working on his 10 minutes. Let him go. Like, how about that airplane food?
I was the mayor. Now I'm trying to become the place.
was he...
The rim shot makes it funnier. I can't help it.
Was he...
fossilized?
Hmm.
Did he die stoned?
So he disappeared while crabbing in Tillamook Bay on the northwest coast
of Oregon.
Well,
that was the problem. Oh, he went crabbing. If he would have went alive, then he would have been fine.
So stupid. Grace County coroner on off-ramp said that in the news release this week, he was presumed to drown and was legally declared dead that same year. And in November 2006, skeletal remains washed ashore in Tahoa, a village in an Indian reservation in Grace Harbor.
How many people live there? Like four? Because I've never heard of these places.
Well, it's old. It's fossilized.
Yeah, these places don't exist anymore. The local sheriff and coroner's office responded and collected the evidence. So they're only just now finding out that it's...
Somebody just forgot.
The whole town's...
The paperwork's been in a drawer.
Probably.
And they were like, oh, shit, you remember this thing we were supposed to tell everybody about? Fucking 20 years yeah. ago?
The town's so small, it's considered a skeleton crew.
That's the problem. There was only four of them. Now there's three. They're swamped, Matt.
We lost a quarter of our people.
They're swamped in work. Do you know how hard it is to maintain a town when you lose a quarter of your workforce?
It was the gas station attendant. I can't even drive anywhere. We got to walk now.
No one taught me how to pump.
Also fossil fuel.
A lot of really nice watches in that town.
Fossil watches.
So I read further. It says that he was collected in 2006, and it was determined the remains were a man between 20 and 60 years old.
Oh, wow,
older.
That's good. That's a good...
small range.
Yeah.
5'9" tall and estimated 170, 180 pounds. But he was never identified, so he became known as the Grays Harbor County John Doe. And then last year, the medical examiner submitted forensic evidence to Othram to... try to identify John Doe, and they use DNA profile sequencing to get a genealogical profile for him.
They didn't give him his full job title. It is the head coroner. It is the doctor. It's a grocery store attendant. He is the lead construction manager for the town.
Would it be a geologist because of study of rocks?
He's also the mayor and the mayor's assistant.
Go give yourself one.
He left no meat on the bone for that joke.
That's a good one. That was a good one.
So
ran it to the bone. Should have said worn it to the bone, but
yeah, your joke was bad to the bone.
Yeah, it was.
Bad. So. It developed
karaoke
DNA.
Night must be boring in this town. Let me guess, Layla again.
Layla.
You know me so well, Tom.
That's the assistant manager. And he's also the dishwasher.
Yeah, we had a cook, but we haven't seen him in 20 years. He never showed up.
Never fucking went out for crabs. We haven't had crabs in 20 years.
I think they've gone extinct.
We lost our only fisherman. Oh, man.
You want surf and turf? All we got is turf.
And he's also the lawn man.
This grass is out of control. We can't get anywhere.
So they
that's
took
Tom, him. Also the butcher.
Oh,
man.
They developed the DNA profile for him and compared him with those of John Doe. And then, I guess, we're able to find distant relatives. And then later, a positive identification led that it was Clarence Edwin Ed Asher, born April 2nd, 1934.
That guy's got four middle names, or four first names. Mm-hmm. Or middle. You can put them in either spot, really.
Doesn't really matter, right?
Yeah, if you have four, there is no true middle.
So he was 72 when he died, born and raised in Salem. Born in Salem and raised in Astoria. And then
are they the same? Wait. The same state?
Yeah, I think there's a Salem, Oregon.
Because that doesn't clarify.
How'd they had it? He's a skeleton. He ain't got any organs.
He moved to fossil as he got older.
Yeah, somewhere near near 20 years ago.
Yeah. Yeah, he moved to fossil. It took about 20 years.
He was a lineman technician for the Fossil Telephone Company until he retired in 1995 and then opened his own shop, Asher's Variety Store, where there really wasn't that much to buy.
Is that what it says?
No.
No, it's me.
I was saying,
read that
good.
Next line.
He loved antique cars, fishing, and boating, the obituary said.
I told you. The fisherman, the mechanic.
He was also mayor and volunteers, local fireman, and ambulance driver. He survived by his wife, his children and grandchildren, and great-grandchildren.
Believe it or not, the ambulance was just a Toyota Corolla because the hospital was Tom's house.
You just put him in the back of my truck. I'll get him safe.
If not, he becomes the turf.
Believe it or not, we have the lowest crime rate when there's only four of us. But ever since one of us went missing, we think it's raised a little.
Yeah, yeah. Population freak.
They're scratching the sign out. It'd been funny if they pronounced him dead the same day he went missing.
I think kind of
because they're like, there's only four of us. He's got to be dead. We seen his boat float and he wasn't on it.
We think he's dead because there's four of us and only one of us have a boat and I have the boat.
He went out fishing and we just saw the boat and he wasn't on the boat.
Listen, I followed his footprints and they went clear into the ocean and they didn't come back. I don't know what you need me to tell you more.
It's really hard to follow this boat trail.
Now, these crab pots have been in for 20 years. No one's pulled them. We don't have a boat.
Yeah, I guess he hit some bad weather and capsized.
You think the crabs ate him?
Probably.
Go out crab and end up crab food.
I wonder. The circle of life.
Yeah. You either eat Old Bay or get Old Bay put on you. That's the two things in life.
Mm-hmm.
The only guarantee. Dude, shout out to Old Bay for, like, never trying to make a different spice. Like, everything changes over time. Like, ketchup's changed. Everything. They add things. They take things. Old Bay's like, we got it right the first time.
I do enjoy a good Old Bay. I just eat it by the shot.
Dude, when I was in York.
We should make the Old Bay challenge.
I was in York a couple, like, 2 years ago for classes. And there was people up there from all over the country that flew in for these classes. I didn't get to fly because I live too close. So
they were in short flight?
That's true. I probably could have got a flight. 10 minutes. But anyway, so there was a guy there from Montana, Missouri, one of them. I don't really care. I wasn't really listening to him that much. But he wanted, like, things to do. There's nothing fucking around there.
Yeah.
So I was, well, I mean, there's things, but, like, things you could do at night because we had classes during the day.
Yeah.
So I was like, why don't you go down? Because he said he wanted to go to Baltimore and get fish. And I go, well, Baltimore at night's not where I would want to go. I'm like, but if you do, go down, get a bushel of blue crab. I said, I prefer the soft shell when you're getting blue crab because they're a pain in the ass to peel because they're tiny. I'm like,
a single guy to get a bushel?
Blue crab are fucking this big.
Yeah, but a bushel's a lot.
It's not that much down there. It's like,
for one guy?
It's like this much, dude. Like a bushel at like a restaurant's like.
Oh, okay.
You're not. I didn't tell him to go get just blue crab. He's going to a restaurant.
Have to eat fucking 60 crabs.
No. If you go to a restaurant, and you order a bushel. They're like you get like five, six of them. And I was like, I prefer the soft shell. I'm like, but I also like soft shell sandwiches. Not everybody likes soft shell crab. And then I said, get a natty bow while you're there and ask for it Maryland style, which is when they put the Old Bay on the rim. Mm-hmm. He does it. And he's like, dude, that's the worst beer I've ever had. And I said, I like natty bow. I think Natty Bow's a good beer, but it's actually surprisingly better with
Old Bay.
Old Bay.
Old Bay's just good.
So it might just be the Old Bay why I like it.
Yeah.
The town of Fossil is 400 miles away from the beach where he was found.
Where was he crabbing?
Tillamook Bay.
Tillamookaboo.
Like, Fossil's not even close to the water. Your mayor needs to stay in town.
Anyway, how's he just going to leave for fucking...
And he was,
yeah, how are you going to leave for 20 years? Fucking town's going to shit.
Yeah, Tillamook Bay's right here. So he's 200 miles away from where he was scribing.
How'd he go upshore? Oh, boats. Boats go places.
Weird currents.
Boats. Do we even know how boats really work?
I don't think so. I don't think they figured that out.
No, I do. They suck the water in, and then they spit it out of their butt.
That's how whales work.
That's how I move through the water.
It's your mouth, Gil.
You know, that might make sense of why you can't swim too well.
Your jet propulsion's all fucked up.
Drowning. He's like, dude, I cannot take in any more water.
He's just there like, my belly hurts.
Really three good jet pushes.
This thing's leaking all.
After like 30 minutes, I started moving in reverse because it came back up.
I can't. I'm so full of water.
I'm 5 pounds heavier than I was when I got in here.
I'm sinking.
I'm fucking sloshing over here.
That reminds me of the fucking leaking oil for the thing. My fucking car is making a weird noise. In reverse, it's making some weird rattle of noise. Only in reverse.
Nah, just never put it in reverse.
Yeah, just don't back up anymore.
Good point.
Never thought of that.
You've had that car for how long?
2018, 2017, 8 years.
You ever change like the diff oil or anything in it?
No, the everything's supposed to be lifetime.
It's supposed to be.
Yeah.
Yeah, I should probably do that on my truck too. Should probably do a trans flush and all that shit.
It's high. Usually 50,000 miles is the recommended. And I know you guys are over that.
I'm at 70.
85. Let's look at the Fossil Motel and RV park, boys.
That's my mechanic brain from fucking...
Maybe he was crabbing in that pond.
10 years ago?
Golly, that's John's house.
that's the hospital.
That's the restaurant?
Fossil Motel. Okay, that's actually nicer inside than I expected.
Well, man, it's not very big. You can spend some money maybe spruce it
this
up
is
a
the
little bit.
Fossil Motel and RV park, baby.
That's pretty cool.
I've shit things that look like that.
I didn't think Oregon actually had shit like that.
What do you think the trail's for?
Yeah, why do you think they took the trail? You think
look, right there it is. Go up. Right there's the trail.
It is. That's what it looked like back in the 1860s.
I would hate to have to build that.
What's the boardwalk for? There ain't no beach anywhere around here.
It's for hobos.
No wonder you died crabbing.
In my experience is for hobos to live under and vagrants and perverts to have sex under.
Mm. Under the boardwalk.
We'll be sucking off cum.
Under the boardwalk.
Get it under your thumb.
Sometimes you throw in a thumb.
There you go.
Boardwalk. Boardwalk. This town is tiny. This town is not big enough for the four of us.
I stayed here years ago. I'll never stay again. Very small bar. Hard to get my hand on my cock. Not much room. Very small rooms. Very small cock.
Big hands, little penis. Small Frank, big beans.
Look like all good reviews, boys.
I hate this place. I thought I had to fart, and I shit it, and I shit my pants.
Rooms
I'll never come
be
back
clean.
To Fossil.
Owners appear to be nice.
They hate when people come into town because they always got to switch population.
Hey, Matt,
three
do me
to
a favor.
Four.
Click on Brenda's blessings over there. I want to see what Brenda's up to.
God bless. Gobless.
They're fucking Mormons. The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
It makes sense.
That's also John's. Next to John Day's Highway. Life is a highway. John Day Highway.
What'd that say? What was the first review? Burritos.
Burrito, not my fave. Coffee, good.
Oh, good. Glad we got full sentences in there, bud.
It's all 5-star reviews here.
What is that?
Because there's four people.
What's next to the za?
Now at the high school fossil beds. Ooh, what?
That sounds hard.
Yeah, what? What?
We got the stiffest town.
I'm not looking for a place to dig up a bone. I'm looking for a place to bury a bone.
Heard you guys got fossils. Show me your fossils.
You can get any type of bed you want as long as it's fur.
As long as it's rock.
Yeah. Oh, so it's like a place where you could just go dig fossils.
Oh.
We have some of those
in
PA.
We were thinking mattresses.
Who calls it a bed? Is that where they sleep? That's why. It's where the fossils sleep.
That's where they have that's their final place of rest.
It makes sense.
Black Butt Road?
What?
It's got a Black Butt Road.
Oh,
makes sense. They're Mormons.
Buddy. That's how you spell buddy when you don't know how to spell buddy. There was a video of it?
That's this is an old-ass fucking town.
Well, yeah, it's fossils.
Oh. Is that
bullhole? Is that bullhole? Or is that you, John Wayne?
As you're looking through it, I'm the real John Wayne.
What's the matter, Pilgrim? Oh, there's Buck Creek.
That's Buddy.
Hoover Creek.
That's next to the Hoover Dam.
Hoover do and Hoover don't.
Yeah. Hoosier don't. We should make a Hoosier Dam. You guys,
we'd have to put it in Indiana, right?
Put all our money in.
That's where the Hoosiers are, Matt.
Put all our money together.
Yeah, we'd have to put it in Indiana. Is there even a body of water to stop in Indiana?
A creek.
It's true. We could just put it in and call it the Hoosier Dam.
The Hoosier Dam.
We'll charge money to show you it.
Mm-hmm. And somehow the dam's only 2 foot tall, but four people died making it.
Everybody from Fossil fucking Oregon had to build this with their bare hands. Hoosier did and Hoosier didn't. You know what I mean?
There's a cemetery outside of Fossil, Oregon called Masonic Cemetery, and there's one review by John Thatcher who says, couldn't pick a better place to bury the old wife and kids. We'll visit occasionally. 4 out of 5 stars.
They need to check that guy's history.
But he gave 5 stars.
Yeah, but you need to check that guy's search history.
John Thatcher.
We can check his reviews.
He's like, you know what? You can bury your family there, and you don't even have to use a guy. You just bury him yourself. He's just
pretty normal so far.
The slide went cray cray.
He's like, it's another cemetery. He's like, it's a great place to bury your second wife.
And her kids.
And her kids. It's a great place to get married. Just keeps going to the next cemetery.
Great place to kill your wife and kids.
You know, it's really hard to look for a body in a cemetery. Just somebody can...
Yeah, he looks relatively normal, except for wanting to bury his wife and kids in.
Yeah, that's weird.
Well, maybe he wants to get him fossilized.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know it's a big town when it looks like it only goes to 5th Street.
How hard is it to rename places?
Probably pretty hard.
I guess it comes down to how many people live there, right?
Show us the fossil.
I think it comes down to how much money you have.
Fossil Museum.
I think if I hit the lottery, I'm renaming this place Pterodactylville.
Yeah.
Pterodactyl? It went away.
No, we're not putting a P.
You're gonna spell it the right way?
Yeah, we're going to spell it the way everybody should.
Or when people say pterodactyl, you say, no, it's pterodactyl.
It's going to be Pterodactyl. Pterodactyl. Wait, no, I know E at the end. Pterodactyl.
I figured we would do Pterodactyl. Pterodactyl.
I think you spell it the same and you pronounce it pterodactyl.
Pterodactyl?
Pterodactyl.
So whenever they already pronounce our fucking city wrong,
well,
as
they
it
spell
is.
It wrong.
So now,
they spell it wrong just like Arkansas.
Yeah, and pneumonia.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody knows. The P's important.
Everybody know that.
P is always important, boys.
An opossum.
P's important. Poos are important.
Pee poop. Name the town, pee poop.
Archer would love it because he thinks that's the funniest thing ever.
Pee and poop?
Every time that he has a full diaper, like I tap on it and I go, is it pee or poop in there? And he giggles really hard. And I go, pee pee or poo poo? And he laughs even harder.
He's like, it's both.
The best is when, if he actually takes a shit or farts, I go, did you just poop? And he laughs hysterically.
He's like, it's a shit. You're going to be really surprised.
It's a shit.
It's a shit that looks like a piss, actually.
And believe it or not, when you take it off, I ain't going to be done shitting.
To be honest, that doesn't happen too often. Every now and then.
It happened more when she was younger.
Yeah. He's pretty good at emptying the whole thing in one blast at this point.
Yeah, usually right up their back.
Had two of them today.
They're nice. You just go outside and hose them down with...
I just opened the door and threw them in the snow. Said, you handle it.
Yeah. That place has a wood stove in it. Is there a fossil museum?
Yeah, I'm trying to find stuff out about it. Just a museum with fossils and shit.
Never would have guessed that.
Crazy.
I can't believe they found them. It only took them 20 years.
I thought I had something saved, but I can't find it.
You want to go out? Do you want to go out crabbing?
Nah. I don't have to go into the ocean to catch crabs.
You got to go fishing, though.
No, I don't.
Hooking.
Got to call up the right old lady.
Hooking for crabs.
Dude, when the NFL finds players, do they just pick arbitrary numbers? Or is there like a standard?
Because
I just saw a post. I was looking for one I had saved, and this guy from the Texans tonight got fined $11,264 for wearing eye black that said stop the genocide.
I wish they would get fined like $4. That would be hilarious.
They basically are.
They're like, this
$11,000 is a fucking $4 fine to them.
They're like, how am I going to break this $100?
$4 and I want it all in pennies.
That's almost like 600 pennies.
It's $3 at least. So anyway, and then you tell them about it, and then we'll sell them on something, and then next week we'll do something else.
Hold on, I do have something to show you guys.
Oh, got something to show you.
Let me see if I can copy the link.
Yeah, show us. And then you what are you sending it to the laptop?
Yeah. It's a video, and I've been wanting to show you guys this, because, you know, we love, like, white trash people, as we have grown to be white trash. Well, grown as white trash people.
Yeah, I don't think it's something you grow into.
You grow as. That is not the video I sent. Hold on.
This one?
Yes.
Ooh.
We need sound. It is very important we have sound.
The fuck up!
Mm-hmm.
Fuck you! The fuck with me today, ho!
I'll do use that word. Pull the fucking clay pot off the thing.
It's so fucking funny.
My favorite is the plywood table.
And the fucking dudes who are just drinking and playing cards. Just don't stop.
I didn't notice that.
They don't stop. They don't get out of the way. No
That's
one breaks
a solid
it.
Hit, dude.
This dude's still looking in the bowl for fucking nuts. Like,
yeah, they're just
going on?
Like, this happens every 5 minutes. And you never try to fight a lady that sounds like that. That lady's gonna swing. Every lady I've ever met in my life that sounded like that.
Yeah, she stood on bed. She didn't give her a dime. She just hit her.
Look, just eating their little snacks.
And their elbows are up. Like, she's ready to. She's charging. She's charging up. Fucking yeet.
Outside.
And she just yeets her to the ground.
Oh, do you, man?
And he's like, no. Like,
don't belong to her.
Dude, I have watched this video like two dozen times, dude.
Wearing a USA baseball jersey.
And you see what they're drinking?
Oh yeah, like the guy in the red's like, I'll check. I'll check.
What does this lady's shirt say?
I don't know.
It says she's too active. It's tough to see.
It probably says like, dear husband,
Orange County choppers.
Mountain Dew's what I live on. My body's a machine that turns Mountain Dew into piss.
Something strong.
Hold on, let me stand up. If you can pause it at a good point.
All glory to God.
Hurt you bad. Bitch, I'll make you see Jesus. I do want to bet.
Her fucking greasy ponytail. Something Thomas Strong.
Well, she hits like a Thomas.
Delbert Thomas Strong.
I want to let you know my safe videos on Instagram.
It might actually be Delbert.
And I think it's Delbert Thomas Strong. Because you know those people have a Delbert in their family. So my Instagram is like saved.
What size shirt do you think that is?
Oh, that's a 2X, no problem.
There's no way it's way bigger than a Delbert. Good old Delbert. Now you know what to name your son, Matt. You couldn't think of a good name.
You want a strong name?
A good, wholesome, strong name.
Delbert.
Delbert.
Delbert Eugene, you get on over here, boy.
Go on, fix the remote again.
Get the TV back. It ain't working good.
Get my boy Delbert again.
Delbert. You know.
Oh, it's longer than that.
Yeah, it might not be Delbert. It should be Delbert. Delberticus. It's probably Delberticus.
Where'd she get the dish?
I don't know. We might have to let it roll all the way through because we're on.
The dish is right there.
Is that what she grabbed?
Yeah, yep. It's an ashtray. I'm like 9 out of 10 sure it's an ashtray. It's a bigger.
I'll cut your brain.
Fucking she boops her right in the eye with it, dude.
I love the guy who's like, that's not hers.
Fucking just yeet.
Dude, she gets her good.
And she's already uneasy on her feet. Look at that. Look at that. That's the fisty cuffs.
It might be Delbert.
It's definitely Delbert.
Dude, that's definitely an RT.
Or is it Defiant? No, it ain't Defiant.
No, it was definitely DLE. Or DEL, the first was the first three. And that's definitely RT at the end.
That's definitely Delbert. Oh, it was there for a second. It's Delbert. It's Delbert. I fucking love this video.
I love this is the thing we're focused on this video.
It's important.
Delbert Thomas.
Look, I've been following this guy
Look it up.
I've been following this guy on YouTube that you're gonna want to close that or it's gonna keep playing.
Hey, it's good background music.
So fundraiser for Delbert Thomas Strong. That looks like a fucking guy named Delbert.
What are they selling? Are they selling t-shirts?
How much did they get? Oh shit. That's a lot of money. Where though?
Yeah, where is this at?
Backstory on go down. Too far. Dell found out he had abdominal. St. Louis in Milwaukee.
I don't know. It didn't sound like Milwaukee accent. Yeah. That's not a Milwaukee trailer park accent.
Yeah, there must be another Delbert out there somewhere.
There is.
That guy looks like Delbert.
LaGrange, Fort Worth, Texas.
That sounds LaGrange.
That could be it.
So yeah, my Instagram looks a lot like that. I save a lot of those.
I mean,
make me laugh uncontrollably. I had something else I was gonna say. I don't remember what it was. Bouillon festival. The onion.
I got nothing else, boys.
I don't think I have anything else saved that's nearly as funny as that fucking video.
It's a good one to end on.
So what did we learn today? That people need to start watching sumos.
Yeah. Check sumo wrestling out. It's very entertaining.
We actually started on sumo and then finished almost on sumo.
That's true. This episode was focused on
large people fighting. Running into each other.
Yep.
And that shirt was definitely bigger than a 2XL.
It might have been a 3 or 4.
Yeah, that was like almost a bed sheet with sleeves.
Well, if you like this episode, let us know what you think. Call in. Let us know the Brother Man Hotline voicemail, 484-806-9420. Yeah, leave us a message. Tell us if you want us to cover a topic or a cool story, or you just want to let us know why Juicebox wasn't here this
or
week.
Send us hilarious things on Instagram and Twitter.
Yeah.
Yeah, Twitter, Twitter.
Bye.
Brother Man.